That's what come to pass. So this is Parasha Netzavim, and we are in Deuteronomy 30, reading from Deuteronomy 30, and we've got Stuart with us, our holy guest.
Chapter 30, verse 1 of Deuteronomy. Shalom, shalom. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon thee, the blessings, the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither Yahuwah thy Elohim hath driven thee. And thou shalt return unto Yahuwah thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. And then Yahuwah thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations wherever Yahuwah thy Elohim have scattered thee. It's like a prophecy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they're still going into the promised land. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will Yahuwah thy Elohim gather thee from thence and will fetch thee.
Now this is quite amazing.
It starts.
Because it says, even if it will be that you're dispersed at the ends of the heavens, mm-hmm. at the ends of the heavens. Mm. So this is a spiritual, may not necessarily be a physical, but in terms of a spiritual exile, you could be exiled to the ends of heaven, i.e., you may be in the Holy Land, but you can be exiled in your soul in a heavenly way to the ends of heaven, like in lower places. So we don't just be gathered back physically to a place of holiness. We've got to be back, gathered back from the ends of heaven. You've got to be in the right place beside the throne of glory like Yeshua.
And Yahuwah, the Elohim, will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an amen to that?
Amen, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah, the Elohim, will circumcise thine heart. Who will?
Yeah,
Yahuwah. Will? Yahuwah will circumcise your heart.
And this is what we're saying, there's two aspects to circumcision. He does it, and not only our heart.
And the heart of Joshua.
Boaz. Oscar, Poppy, Shiloh, Nathanael, and Amuna Keren.
Stuart's Joshua.
James.
And Yahuwah the Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of Joshua to love Yahuwah the Elohim with all his heart, thine heart, and with all thy soul, and thou mayest live.
Yeah. And Ariella.
Ariella.
And Yitzhak. And Anna and Katie.
Praise you.
And Connor.
Yeah.
Poppy. And Poppy. Okay. Yeah, all of them, let the hearts be circumcised, all the hearts of our children be circumcised, and let's say all the children and grandchildren. So you've got James, Penny, Izzy,
Heather,
Joshua, Mariana, Charlotte. Okay, so we've got all our children there. Mm. Father, remember, we want it circumcised in a good way this day. Yeah.
And you, who are thy Elohim, will put all these curses upon thine enemies, on them that hate thee, which persecute you.
Which pursued you. You see, all these people.
I got persecuted.
Well, I've got. It's actually pursued, ran after you.
Yeah.
Now we've got a situation where people are running after not only the Jewish people, which we've never ever seen such hate, but also believers like Charlie Kirk, what's come out of that? And believers in the Torah are persecuted even amongst themselves. It's one long pursuit of evil. So this, we've got to remember that we are, when they chase after us, they're only cursing themselves.
Yeah.
They're hurting themselves.
And thou shalt return, obey the voice of Yahuwah, and do all his commandments which I command thee this day.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah thy Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, for good. For Yahuwah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes.
Which is the calendar, his calendar.
Statutes, yeah.
Yeah, who got thou.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which
The chukat are the calendar.
The
chukat, and in the new covenant, we are told to keep the ordinances, the chukat of the moon. And if we don't keep the ordinances of the moon, the chukat of the moon, we will no longer be considered as Israel before Yahuwah.
Okay.
And that's even in the new covenant. And the chukat, when you go and have a look at what the chukat are the first three times mentioned in Torah. Once it's mentioned with Abraham in 25:6 when it says he kept my chukot, Tai. 26:5 And then after that, the next three are all about the setting of the calendar in Egypt to get the first
Exodus
day 12. Of Aviv. Yeah, the first day of it, it's all Exodus 12, the first day of Aviv. And it's the and it's in Jeremiah, it's called Yireach.
Oh, yeah.
Chukat Yireach, yeah. The ordinances of the moon.
That's not counting days.
No.
Yeah.
That's not counted.
It's not. It's sighted moon.
Yeah.
And that is what it says in the new covenant. So all these people, and what does it say today here? It says that his commandments and his decrees that are written in the book of the Torah. It don't say what's written in extra biblical books.
Mm.
It says keep the commandments as they're written in the Torah. So we only go by what's written in the Torah and by the words of Yeshua who clarified what's written in the Torah.
Amen.
And anything else,
for this is the commandment which I command thee this day. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up to us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and to do it. Neither beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that ye may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth and in thy heart, that they may that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, that I command thee this day to love Yahuwah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahuwah thy Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear. You know anybody choose to do that? But shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. Ye shall not prolong days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go and to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life.
Mm-hmm. Choose life.
That both thou and thy seed may live.
Yeah. Can I just say something very important? Because I've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying all those people who don't keep the calendar are Ben-Abaddon. The Ben-Abaddon, the son of perdition. Because the numbers, when you do the number of Ben-Abaddon, it got comes to exactly, you shall safeguard, guard the month of the Aviv. It comes to the exact same numbers now. It's just warning us to keep the chukat and the mitzvot and everything else of this Torah. Now, what is the word to describe the people that go after the other gods that don't keep it? It says, I tell you today that avod to vedun. That's abad, abaddon. Abad, abaddon. Look at that. Abad to abaddon. You will be certainly destroyed. The son of destruction, perdition. Apollyon. So you see, if you don't keep the Torah, you come under the domain of the son of perdition, who is lost. Even Yeshua can't keep these people in the name. It says in John 17 that I kept in your name other than the son of perdition because of that, that would fulfill scriptures. So all these people that are going after crazy calendars, they are acting like Judas. They're denying Yeshua's words. And not only that, they are acting as the sons of perdition. And that's the truth. And it even shows you, if you do the number of Ben Abaddon, it comes to exactly the same as you shall guard the month of Aviv. That's telling you, if you want to overcome the power of the son of perdition, you better be keeping the Aviv.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That thou mayest love Yehovah thy Elohim, that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave. And what does that remind you of?
Cleaving,
loving.
And cleaving.
Obey the voice that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to give to them.
Amen. That was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, Torah. Thank you, Abba, and may we have the wisdom to be able to apply it and live it.
Discern it.
Yeah, so that we have life and our children also. Amen.